751 Bear Country 95.3. Carrie Underwood and Do You Hear What I Hear? For some reason, whenever I hear that song, not necessarily that version from Carrie Underwood, I think of the movie Gremlins. Mick, did you ever see the movie Gremlins?
I did not see the movie Gremlins.
Back in mid-1980s? No?
No
Gremlins
movie? I stayed
movie?
Away from that one. I don't know why.
Definitely a holiday favorite. People don't think of it as a holiday favorite. I mean, it was set during the Christmas season.
And the Gremlins were not like little elves that had gone bad or something. They were like...
Oh, they went bad. They went really, really bad. And that was one of the songs that was featured in one of the spots in the movie.
Okay, one of the scenes.
Yes, exactly.
Where people being, never mind.
Yeah. Well, you're just going to have to watch it to find out, Mick. Sunshine for today. Temperatures are going to be right around 40 degrees. Mick is here from Montague Webworks with our Montague Webworks website of the week. Where are we going online, Mick?
Well, we are in the holidays, so we may as well go to holidays.net. Very simple.
Holidays.net.
Holidays.net.
Okay, easy one to remember. What are we finding out there?
Well, we find out about Christmas, of course. It's an informational site, but they also have Kwanzaa and they have Hanukkah on there. They don't have
a lot going on this month.
That's right. It's all starting this week. I mean, Hanukkah starts tomorrow. Kwanzaa starts next Monday. It's the day after Christmas. So for folks that don't know too much about the other holidays, I mean, we have everybody living here in the valley.
Sure.
So I think it's pretty interesting. It's pretty cool.
Hanukkah tonight at sundown.
Oh, it's tonight at sundown. Yeah. That's right. Right. Tomorrow's the first day. It's tonight at sundown.
So it gives you a little background on
background on the stories on where they came from, recipes, games that can be played. And,
to help celebrate those holidays?
To help celebrate those holidays, right.
And, you know, I'm going to check it out because I don't know much about, admittedly, I don't know much about Kwanzaa.
Right.
I don't know what happens during Kwanzaa.
Well,
what am I supposed to be doing during Kwanzaa?
Well, like all holidays, it's kind of invented, but this was made, and I'm glad that you asked. I actually went to Greenfield Savings Bank. They had Moonlight Davis had an informational thing with music and explained what it was all about because I didn't know that much either.
Right.
And it was basically made by, what's the gentleman's name here? I got to pull up his name. He was a professor in California, Dr. Molana Karenga.
All the information at the guy's fingertips.
Right there. Got my little iPhone there. He realized that the African-American community didn't really have their own thing from their own, native past.
Gotcha.
You know, like... Jews have Hanukkah and, a lot of other nationalities have their own things, but they didn't really have anything because they were sort of ripped away from where they were and mixed up with a whole bunch of, couldn't learn anything, weren't allowed to learn. So
Kwanzaa's next week.
Starts the day after Christmas.
Isn't that Boxing Day too?
That is Boxing Day too.
And is there anything on Boxing Day?
They don't have, it's not American, I guess, celebrated here. They also don't have Solstice on there. It's a kind of a simple site.
Well, I think,
easy enough to remember, so.
Right, but room for improvement.
Room for improvement, that's right.
Add some more for.
And Kwanzaa's 7-day thing goes from the 26th to the 1st.
Interesting. Yeah. All right, so holiday.org.
Holidays, plural.
Oh, plural.
Holidays.net.
Okay, good to know that too. Holidays, online. Bear Country website at bear953.com. You will find Montague Webworks as a part of our 30% store. And last Tuesday morning when you were here, we were talking about the new year coming up.
That's right.
And people making some resolutions, working on their websites in the new year.
Take a fresh look at your business website. Make sure it's doing everything for you that it needs to do.
Now, depending on your business, you got to be updating your website on a fairly regular basis, right, Mick?
It should be at least weekly. You should at least take a look at it weekly with a critical eye.
Weekly?
Yeah. Because people are coming back, and the search engines are looking to see if there are any changes. And the less frequent your changes on the website, the less relevant it appears to the search engine. So if they see that this change, that this action going on, they give it more attention and you get a little more of a bump up.
And over at Montague Webworks, you've got the software to make updating your website.
That's right. We have something called Rocket Fusion. It's just you log in, you click a pencil, you edit like you're in a word processor, you click save, and you're done. And you can add content, you can upload images, you can change any of your pages really, really easily.
And so updating once a week is a really easy thing to do.
It is. It just takes about a minute or so.
I'm sorry.
And we just had our 100th customer, which we'll talk about next week.
Super.
Yeah.
Montague Webworks, a part of our Save 30% store. If you, your business, your group, thinking about putting that website up, talk to Montague Webworks and talk to Mick, and remember to get those gift certificates at our 30% store. More information is online at bear953.com. We're at 7:56.